Hey friends, welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. My name is Gabe. Now, how much salt do you eat every day? While cooking, do you prefer to add salt or other seasonings? Well, in today's lesson, we're going to learn about herbs. The title of our lesson is Forget the Salt and Choose Herbs. Today, we're going to discuss the dangers of too much salt, and we're going to answer the question, what's an herb? And we will find out where to buy herbs. I think I'm going to learn a lot in today's lesson. Let's get started.
Forget the salt and choose herbs. Add flavor to your food with herbs. It's dinner time, and you're in the kitchen cooking chicken and vegetables. After taste testing the dish, you decide it's too bland, so you reach for the salt. But wait, is salt the only seasoning that can add flavor to your meal? No! Herbs can be a great healthy substitute for salt. The dangers of too much salt. Why should you be concerned about your salt intake? The reason is because too much salt can lead to high blood pressure, and it can impact your cholesterol.
Welcome to Language Lab. 这一篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 herb 这个名词。herb 是指香草或药草，它有两种发音，一个是没有 h 的音念成 herb， 另外一个是有 h 的音念成 herb。例如 ，Chinese medical science uses lots of herbs to cure diseases。中医使用大量的药草来治疗疾病。它的形容词是字尾加上 al 变成 herbal， 意思是香草的或者是药草的。例如 herbal tea 是指花草茶。接下来我们看的是 bland 这个形容词。bland 在这里是指没有味道的或者是口味淡的。例如 the macaroni is a little too bland， 这个意大利通心粉有一点味道太淡。或者是 Cathy only eats a bland diet because of her weak digestion， Cathy 只吃味道清淡的食物因为她的消化不好。Bland 也可以指枯燥无味的，例如 The bland music playing in the cafe made me sleepy， 咖啡厅播放的无聊音乐让我昏昏欲睡。
This idea of using herbs when cooking, Rebecca.
What
kind of herbs do you like to use when cooking?
I love to use herbs. I use cilantro, basil, Italian seasoning.Parsley, just to name a few. I actually cook with herbs a lot.
Oh, I believe you, Rebecca, because Rebecca does like to cook.
I do.
I would like to taste some of your meals that use herbs. I do like basil. Well, friends, we're learning about different herbs that you can use. And our title is Forget the Salt and Choose Herbs. So next time you're tempted to just use salt to flavor your food, don't.Instead, use herbs.
I actually really like the title of this lesson. Do you know why?
Because you wrote it.
Well, that's not exactly what I was thinking, but sure, thanks, Gabe. No, it's actually because most people want to flavor their food with salt. That's the first thing that comes to their mind if their food tastes a little bland.
Okay, and it's true. A lot of people like to use salt to add flavor to their food.But here we read forget the salt. Now we read here another word, and that is bland. Rebecca just said this, the opposite of the word bland is flavorful. So if something is bland, it's neither sweet nor salty. It really doesn't have any flavor.
Exactly. So you could say, for example, if something is too bland, I will usually add a little bit of salt and pepper.But I will add a lot of cilantro and basil.
Okay, so that is one thing you could do to make your food more flavorful, okay? And that, of course, is the opposite. Some flavorful foods include maybe some Indian foods and Italian foods. It's awesome when you're eating flavorful food, right? Nobody wants to eat bland food.
Well, you know, I've met some people that really like their food bland. Huh? I don't understand, because I like my food to have lots and lots of flavor. But some people don't really like their food flavorful.
I think those people should have come to my church a couple months ago, because we ordered some soup. Ooh. And usually the soup is very flavorful, but that day it was like there was no salt. It just tasted like water and turnips.
Ooh.
So maybe your friends would have enjoyed drinking that soup at my church.
Well, you know, I remember making a pot of soup one time, and all I added was some broccoli and some other vegetables and, of course, water. Mm-hmm. And before I added any seasonings, guess what? Hmm? It was bland.
Oh, really?
It was very bland.
And I hate that when you try to make something taste delicious, but it just tastes bland. Well, one thing you could do to make something taste better is to choose herbs. Now, we've talked about this word herb a lot, but something interesting about this word is that the H is silent, right? We don't say herb, we say herb.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we read here in our lesson, after taste testing the dish, that is, the chicken and vegetables that you had been cooking, you decide it's too bland, so you reach for the salt. Taste testing. Gabe, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
It's time for us to take a closer look at this word, taste testing, with the twins. Taste testing.
Hi, friends. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Welcome to A Closer Look, Twin Time. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the phrase, taste test. This means to taste a small amount of food or drink. As you know in the text we read, after taste testing the dish, you decide it's too bland. So you reach for the salt. You can taste test something to determine whether you like the flavor. You are testing the dish. Many times your local grocery store will have small stands set up with small plates or cups of food. Customers can taste test the food while food shopping. My favorite part of grocery shopping is taste testing the food. Now let's look at an example sentence. Callie went to the cheese festival and taste tested varieties of cheese from around the world.
Christina, I heard about a cheese festival in California. I want to taste test all the cheese.
I wish we can go, but one day we will make it there. Well, that's all the time we have for now. We'll see you next time on A Closer Look.
Thanks, ladies. You know, you can have fun playing games that are also taste tests. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when we played something here in the studio? You had some people blindfolded and they had to taste something and figure out what it was. Well, friends, let's continue here. The idea is that you might reach for the salt when you want to add flavor to your food, but our lesson says, but wait! Is salt the only seasoning that can add flavor to your meal? And the answer, of course, is no.
Of course! No! No! Herbs! Herbs can be a great, healthy substitute for salt.
Ooh, I love herbs. I've already said that. But herbs. So what do herbs look like?
Well, herbs certainly do not look like salt, those tiny little white granules. No, herbs look more interesting, like the herbs in this photo.
Exactly. And so why use salt when you could use some of the tasty herbs, like in this picture here?
Exactly. Well, friends, this is a good healthy substitute. Let's talk about that word straight from the word bank. A substitute is something that you use in place of something else.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you have two options. You usually use salt, but today you will use the substitute, an herb.
Right. So let's think of some examples. Let's say that you enjoy cooking, and usually you use oil. Well, we could say you can substitute oil for butter, or the other way around. You can substitute butter for oil.
And you know what? Sometimes people like to add sugar to their hot drinks, right?
Yes.
Like Rebecca, I know you enjoy having tea. Well,
yes.
Do you ever substitute honey for your sugar? I mean, do you ever substitute your sugar with honey?
Gabe, I only use honey.
Oh.
I only use honey in my tea. I don't use sugar.
I see. So honey is a good substitute for sugar.
Honey is a great substitute for sugar. Okay. Sometimes when I'm cooking cookies, actually, or I'm baking cookies, I will actually substitute honey for the sugar. So rather than putting sugar in the cookies, I'll use honey.
All right. Well, friends, speaking of cooking, if you're cooking something, a lot of people like to use salt. Some people also like to use MSG, and I don't think that's a good idea. Some people actually get headaches after consuming MSG. So MSG is not a good substitute for salt. Now, here's just a little reminder. You've
right.
heard us use this word substitute as a verb and as a noun. So you can use it in both ways.
That's right. So we've been talking a lot about using herbs instead of salt.
Mm-hmm.
But why? Well, in our lesson, we read the dangers of too much salt. Before we talk about these dangers, we actually want to talk about this verb phrase, dangers of. That just means that there's the possibility of something bad happening.
Okay, so do you know the dangers of running in the heat of the summer?
Gabe, don't remind me.
Yes,
don't
Rebecca has experienced the dangers of running in the heat of the summer because she experienced some heat exhaustion. Give us another example.
Or what are the dangers of not drinking enough water?
Mm-hmm.
Or here's another example. If Harry continues to talk back to his boss, he definitely will be in danger of losing his job.
All right. He doesn't want to lose his job. Friends,
no.
Think of some other way to use that phrase. And we're going to learn more about forgetting the salt and choosing herbs right after this. So stay tuned. This looks almost complete. Oh, hello, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Let's see. Where did I put the salt? I need some more salt. My food doesn't have enough flavor.
Oh, hey, Gabe.
Huh?
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I'm looking for some salt, and I don't know where to find some salt. Rebecca, do you have any salt?
I don't have any salt, but I have a perfect solution for you.
What is that? It needs more flavor here. I need a good solution.
Here, you can try these herbs.
Huh? What?
Smell.
Ooh, I like.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. This is an herb?
Gabe, we've been talking about herbs for the last several minutes. Don't you remember?
Well, yes, but what is an herb anyway?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked that question because we're going to be talking about that, in our next section.
Okay,
this
is great.
So add some herbs.
All right, I will. All right, here we go.
Forget the salt and choose herbs. So reduce your salt intake with herbs. They add flavor, have nutritional value, and don't raise your blood pressure. What's an herb? An herb is the green or leafy part of a plant used to enhance the flavor of food. Some popular herbs in Western cooking include parsley, basil, rosemary, and cilantro. Where to buy herbs? Dried herbs are popular in Asia, so you can find them at most supermarkets. On the other hand, the fresh herb selection is more limited. Since fresh herbs have better flavor, try an international store to find some. Make sure the herbs look clean and have no bruises.
OK, 继续我们看的是 enhance 这个动词。enhance 是指促进或加强。例如 exercising regularly can enhance your metabolism. 规律的运动可以促进新陈代谢。或者是 the charity campaign successfully enhanced the company's reputation. 这个公益活动成功地提升了公司的声誉。 所以我们看是 bruise 这个名词 ，bruise 是指碰伤、擦伤或者是淤青。例如 ，the passenger only got a few bruises from the accident。这起车祸的乘客只有几处淤青。Bruise 也可以当动词，例如 cilantro bruises easily, so it needs to be stored carefully. 香菜很容易碰伤，所以要小心保存。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, earlier in our lesson today, we were talking about the dangers of too much salt. And we read, the reason is because too much salt can lead to high blood pressure, and it can impact your cholesterol.But wait a minute, Rebecca, I thought that impact was a noun. It's used as a verb here.
Right, exactly. And actually, I think the guys in the info cloud have something to say about this word. So let's go there now.
Huh.
Yes.
Interesting.
Let's find out what they have.
If I said too much salt can impact your cholesterol...Most people would not bat an eye when they hear that. A perfectly grammatical sentence, right?
Right. Perfect grammar. No problem there. However, if an English teacher, especially one who is over, say, 40 years of age, hears that sentence, he or she may object to the word impact. Why? Because it's used as a verb.
But wait a minute.According to the dictionary, impact is a verb.
As well as a noun. Some people, especially grammarians, believe the noun usage is the only acceptable usage. If impact has to be used as a verb, they believe it should only mean to hit, as in the meteor impacted the Earth's surface.
But as we all know, language is fluid and ever-changing. In the last 20 years, the business world has helped to expand the verb definition of impact, giving it a figurative meaning. Nowadays, it's very common to hear people say something like, cutting prices will impact our revenue. In this usage, people are effectively using impact as a convenient replacement for the word effect.
But if you're a purist and want to stick to tradition, keep impact as a noun. That is, if you can put an article such as an or the in front of it, you are using it in the most proper way. For example, he wondered what the impact of the changes would be.
So if you're just itching to use impact as a verb, first try and see if the word effect would work.It just might be a better choice.
Impact 是冲击、碰撞。这个字，字典告诉我们，可以是名词，也可以是动词。但传统上，这个字只有名词的用法。若是一定要把它当动词用 ，impact 就是碰撞、撞击的意思。比如说，一个陨石 impact 地球的表面。但是在过去二十几年，商用英文把 impact 看为affect 影响的替代用语，比如说 cutting prices will impact our revenue， 降价会影响我们的收入。许多的文法学者反对这种意义不正确的用法。如果你要忠于传统，维持 impact 严谨的定义，可以用 affect 的地方，最好还是用 affect。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, right under our next section, What's an Herb? We read, Some popular herbs in Western cooking include parsley, basil, rosemary, and cilantro.
Ah, yes, parsley.
Parsley
is very nice.
And there's basil.
And I love basil, especially when I go to Tia Ban Sao. And, of course, here is rosemary.And the last one mentioned is cilantro, 香菜. Now, you know, I am not a big fan of cilantro, but I have come to acquire a taste for cilantro. What does that word acquire mean? That means that I have gained a taste for cilantro. I've come to enjoy or like cilantro, at least a little bit.
Exactly. So other ways that we can use this phrase would be,Olives are an acquired taste, or they require an acquired taste. Or, for me, stinky tofu requires an acquired taste.
All right. What is an acquired taste for you? Maybe it takes some time to get used to that food. All right, friends, right now it's time for an SC challenge.
Yes.
It's time again for the SC challenge. Are you familiar with today's words and phrases? Can you use them in a sentence? Well, that's what today's game is all about. Again, today's special guests are, what is your name?
Kevin.
Kevin and?
Yo-Yo.
Kevin and Yo-Yo, thank you for joining us. Yo-Yo, are you going to have a baby soon?
Yes.
Awesome. Congratulations. I'm very happy about that. All right. Now, here are the sentences. Fill in the blanks. Raise your hand when you know the correct answer. And Rebecca, of course, has all of the words for you over here. Okay, here we go. I hate eating soft bananas that have a lot of dark blank. I hate eating soft bananas that have a lot. Yes, Yo-Yo?
Bruise.
Yes, they have a lot of dark bruises. Very good, very good. I know you got the answer too, friends. Number two. Gabe, that's me, Gabe always adds spicy Tabasco sauce to his food to blank the flavor. Yes, Kevin?
Enhance.
Yeah, Gabe always adds Tabasco sauce to enhance the flavor. It's true, I do. Okay, so 1 point each. Tina needs to adjust her diet because the doctor said her blank levels are too high.
Cholesterol.
That's right. Tina's cholesterol levels are too high, so Tina needs to adjust her diet. Well, thank you so much. Yo-Yo is our winner for today. I think you guys should shake hands on this. Very good. Good game, everybody. Great game, everyone, here at the SC Challenge. We'll see you next time.
We are looking at salt and herbs. We see that salt isn't the only seasoning to use when your food is bland. In fact, herbs can be a healthy substitute. You know, you should be a bit careful of your salt intake because too much of it can lead to high blood pressure and it can also impact your cholesterol. But what exactly is an herb? Well, it is the green or leafy part of a plant that is used to enhance the flavor of food. In Western cooking, parsley, basil, rosemary, and cilantro are commonly used. But in Asia, dried herbs are common and easy to find, while fresh herbs are not so much. But fresh herbs have a better flavor, so try to find some at an international store and make sure that they look clean and don't have any bruises.
Thanks, Doris. So, Gabe, how is that sandwich?
Well, I tasted a little bit of cilantro, but that's okay. I have acquired a taste for cilantro.
Well, friends, I hope that you join us next time right here on Studio Classroom as we continue talking about herbs.
We'll see you next time.